Hi, welcome to Sincerely Trish. I want to give a shout out to BK and the Burb, also known as Bindi. She has requested the show. She is a follower of mine on Instagram. You can follow me on PoodleWalker1, the number one. And what happens is I've been posting a lot of my lunch for one with the hashtag greens, greens, and proteins. First, let me say thank you so much for taking the time to be here. The reason I have this show is to inspire all of us to be the best version of ourselves so that we can leave this world a better place. I know Christmas is coming up, and it's crazy, isn't it? How much food there is? How much there is to drink? How much sugar? Indulgences? Everywhere we turn, there's a temptation. You can't escape it. So now I'm going to talk to you about greens, greens, and proteins. I woke up with this strong conviction that I wanted to be the best I could, mind, body, and spirit, for Christmas. How can I do that? Well, you know, we know how to prepare our soul. I'm not going to get into that now, folks. But our bodies, how can we best get our body ready for Christmas? Doesn't it seem crazy that we overindulge and people gain all this weight between Thanksgiving and Christmas? We're constantly out. We're celebrating every night of the week. Every night of the week, we're having a drink, 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 more food, 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 drink, food, drink, food. Too much. I wanted to unite my heart with Mary's heart, Mary, our Blessed Mother. And I wanted to prepare my body like you would if you were expecting the Savior to be born. I know that when I was expecting our children, I did everything I could possibly do to give those children, those babies forming in my stomach, a benefit. I gave them prenatal vitamins, the leanest meats, proteins, greens, fruits, yogurts, anything I could. I stayed away from fried food. I stayed away from alcohol. I stayed away from anything. Smoking, people that smoked, drugs, hair coloring. I don't care what it was. I wanted to give my children any advantage I could. Why shouldn't we do that during Advent? This is the Savior of the world. Let me tell you something, there are temptations everywhere, but boy, does it feel good not to eat them. Not to eat the pizza, but to have some lean protein over a salad. You feel amazing. All of a sudden, you're popping up early in the morning. Clothes are fitting you a lot better. You're starting to look a lot better. Your hair feels great. Your teeth feel great. Your body feels great. You truly feel like you are preparing yourself for Christmas and what's really important at Christmas. Now, I don't mean to sound like a Scrooge because I'm going to celebrate on Christmas Day. I can't wait. I'm going to have an anise cookie and maybe some peppermint ice cream. But preparing myself with discipline and eating these foods, and I feel so much better. It's giving me such a much more meaningful Advent. Evan and I even took a vacation. We went to Bermuda. And guess what? We both lost 3 pounds. I mean, we were only eating twice a day. We were walking. We were enjoying. We were in salt water. It's the thought that we didn't have to stuff ourselves. We don't have to overindulge. To deny yourself feels great. This society is just so abundant. I picked up one little grape. And I ate it slowly, and I couldn't believe how incredible it tasted. We're so used to seeing these gigantic fruit platters. I mean, all the raspberries, we'll eat a whole pile of them instead of savoring just one. Anyways, I don't mean to go crazy on this topic, but I do feel instead of overindulging to prepare yourself, feel so much better in preparing your mind, your body, your soul, for Christmas Day. So I would try to do like two vegetables for lunch or a big salad. And I'd always have lean protein. I would have chicken breast, turkey breast. My favorite, of course, is tuna fish. I also would even have Canadian bacon. Oh, it just tasted so wonderful over vegetables. We've tried new cookbooks. Oh my goodness, roasted radishes are incredible. I always thought radishes were just those little things you would decorate on a salad. You roast them and you think you're eating this fabulous little potato. And water, tasting water, sparkling seltzer water, and having 8 to 10 glasses a day, it is wonderful. No headaches, no dry mouth, no embarrassing situations, anything that alcohol could do for you. And I can't believe how nice it is to go to all the social occasions and just to be more discerning about what you eat and pay attention to other people and talking to them. Folks, this is going to be a short show. That's all I wanted to say was greens, and proteins is a way for all of us to prepare for such a beautiful day. And as long as one child is born, we will always have Christmas Day. Did I mention how much I love eggs? Oh my goodness. I mean, the egg. Not to get back onto food, but folks, the egg. Scramble it. Poach it. Egg salad. There's just so much versatility to the egg. I want to thank my cousin for this beautiful music, Joe Matamor. And I want to hold all of you tight and wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas, if that is what you celebrate. And just a wishing that all of us can truly keep striving to make ourselves the best we can. Thank you for listening to Sincerely Trish. At Christmas time, like the snow out of the sky fell for you. Gift of love at Christmas time. Gift of love.